Well, you know, that's how it goes. Now we're on air.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy and...
This is B-Brain.
B-Brain.
That's my name for the week.
I love this a lot. And you're listening 91.5 WMFO, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday.
Hello.
Hello.
It's almost Friday. It is almost break.
Break.
We are excited.
Break. Woo. Whether you're free or not free yet, I hope you guys are having a wonderful end of your week and that your professors did not wreck you as much as it could.
As much as they did me.
How many midterms did you have?
None this week, actually, but they just dropped like a whole pile of homework on me.
Boosh.
And it was all due Wednesday.
That is terrifying. I had two tests. First of one was 30%. Well, they're both. I think one was 25% and one was 30% of my grade. The first one was nice because the way the grades go is that if you just try in class, the lowest you can get is a 75.
Okay.
It's very good.
That's nice.
Like, if you get a 50 in everything else, but it showed you tried, you can get an B+. It's very good, and I hope, I just wish that every professor took a page out of this notebook.
I do have this one class, complex analysis, where there's no test, there's no final, there's just homework, and we've only got one homework back so far, but he had, like, a few things on mine that he marked wrong or said, like, you know, you could explain this better, and he still gave me a perfect score.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Yeah, so it seems like he's a really nice professor who's just, like, giving helpful advice on the homework, but also, like, not taking it out of your grade, so... Hey,
that's so good, because I hate... I'm really bad with homework. I am great with exams, for the most part, but, like, homework... I used to be good. I used to be the reverse, and now I'm just like, oh, no, that exists.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather just show up and show them what I don't do and don't know than, like... realizing that I don't know anything at all at like an hour before it's due. I think that's part of the problem. My other class that I have is only tests. It is 30, 30, 40.
Oh, jeez.
Makes me want to die. Oh, God. But anyway,
Music?
Yeah, well, I'll ID this one. This was Can't Find Out by Desired by their newest album, Plastic Whatever.
It's such a, like, edgy.
This is not the edgiest. In fact, I was checking out, I was, like, bothering some of our friends about it, but I found this Vapor House album called, it's called Horror Aesthetics, and it takes PS2... video game effects and then puts Vapor Trap on it.
Oh, wow. That's a combination of words.
Oh, wait. Okay. In fact, I think oh, it's by Meltnet. All right. We're going to play at least one of them because it's actually very good music.
All right. Here we go.
Woohoo! Wait. Let me restart it. There we go. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. Sure did. I took B-Rains through a odyssey through some vapor. So we started some vapor house with Meltnet from the song Arclight Incident from the album Horror Aesthetics. This is their newest EP. It's very small. There is a crowdfunding project on Q Rates, and it's like only like probably like $14. Thinking of getting it's actually really this is this album's actually really good. Mm-hmm. And then I just I'm playing this up because of just how much this
pained me. Assaulted my eardrums.
This is not. We could get worse. Okay, actually, I've got something after this.
Do we really?
Yes. We do. It's Lord. This whole thing is. I had a playlist planned, and now it's just been taken over by showing. I have a captive audience.
It sounded like a dolphin, like learned how to speak, but only partway, and then just died halfway through while trying to go to the bathroom. Like, that's what the last song sounded like.
So this is an adventure in Mallsoft. So, so the artist is called, well, in English you can only read Welcome to the Bathroom 2009, but during this time I looked it up and it said finally Welcome to the Bathroom around 2009, and the song is
the other part in Japanese.
Yes. And then it's Wash Your Hands has the English part, and then in Japanese it's with soap. Mm-hmm. Which is important.
Good advice. I mean, it's good advice, I'll give it that.
And then it's from the album Welcome to the Bathroom, and then Public Toilet in Japanese.
Mm-hmm. That song sort of sounded like a public toilet.
It's very slowed down. I will say it's definitely just closer to your standard vaporwave aesthetics rather than Mallsoft, which kind of deals more with atmospheric, like sounds like you're walking through a mall at like 8 a.m. when it's just opening up and it's super dead. Mm-hmm. Which is very aesthetic.
Genre of music, apparently.
It is. Oh my gosh. At one point, I should play some Katsucore because that is a very, very good way to get into it. This is also available on Q-Rates. You can get this for 20. I'm not shilling this because I'm not even sure if I'm going to buy this, but it's $24 to get for. It's a crowdfunding thing, it's on Q-Rates. So basically, what you do is that you reserve a copy, and then if it gets funded, you buy into it. This is okay with Mallsoft. I will say it's kind of more, if you're gonna drop some cash, you should probably drop some cash on Katsucorp when they actually have vinyl to sell, or maybe some Signal Wave, but maybe not this. But it's very fun and it's a very good conversation piece, I think.
Yeah, you can lead a conversation by saying, yeah, I listened to a music called, or an album called Welcome to the Bathroom, Public Toilet.
See, yeah, people will want to know more.
Yeah, they sure will.
They sure will. And anyway, we have, so what you're about to be exposed to is perhaps seen as one of the, oh, I have the other one to add. Okay, so, the following two songs are seen as one of the most unapproachable these are seen as some of the most unapproachable albums of all time in the vaporwave genre. I'll probably only play one because I think I can only handle one of these at a time.
I'm playing this because I'm here, so I'm sorry everyone.
I have a captive audience. It's so good. Don't worry, we're gonna leave this at some point. Besides, the songs on average are only about a minute long.
Okay.
I think I like this one the most. Or do I like the other one the most? Okay, we'll figure this out.
A minute can take a very long time.
Oh, we'll do the 2 minute one. No, we will do the minute.
One long minute.
It's gonna be great. All right. See you guys.
Was You'll be long gone.
boop, boop. All right, so we got a lot of songs. First was in the final Take B-Brain through a adventure through Vaporwave. We finally did the Broken Transmission Classic from, I think this is called, the artist is, first of all, it's all in Japanese. This is New Deluxe Life. Then it's Star, Prime Time, Today's Programming, Late Night, Star. And from the album Liberated from the World, all in Japanese.
The song sounded like you took a normal song and put it through a blender.
Which is twice. Fair. Twice. Now, this is famous. This album is famous for being one of the most unapproachable Vaporwave albums. It's only 30 minutes long. And it's up there with this other album called Floral Shop 2. Number 2. People argue frequently of, is this the point where Vaporwave has become too pretentious for its own good?
Yeah.
Like, does anyone really like this album? Or are they just trying to pretend they do so they can say they got it? Okay, then we moved on to normal music. Next was Long Gone by Fum Vifrit. This is a really good artist. There's another song called Lover Boy, who is just very good. His singing voice is amazing. Then this was B-Rain's pick with, mm-hmm. I had to give him something.
It's Dust to Dawn by Emancipator.
This was Maps.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, I suggested two songs. I forgot which one we put in. It's Maps, right.
Yes.
Still a very good song. Again, it's as classic at this point. I heard the song sometime earlier this week and wanted to show it to the Small Cactus DJ Tolstoy. Oh. So now we have it on air. It's a pretty good song. As usual, I listen to most of my music while I'm doing homework because I don't have time otherwise. So
fair.
It's a nice thing to just kind of jam out to get some work done, you know.
Love it. It's very, it's like, you seem to have like this asymptotic relationship with prog rock. Like, you get close and close and then you kind of just don't ever reach it. It's not one of the limit points in the B-Brain set, but there's a neighborhood.
Apparently my music choice is an open set, and that would be in the closure.
Yes. I would love at some point, like, I love to talk to like everyone about music. I am, as you might have gathered, I am very, very open-minded when it comes to music. You will send me anything and I will find at least one good thing to say about it.
Yeah, that's great.
Give me country. Give me metal.
Okay. That country is the thing everyone goes to. Like, ooh, bad. Country's not bad. It's good.
Country's good. And in fact, it's kind of unfair because country has a very wide spectrum. Mm-hmm. Because you can get outlaw country, you can get pop. Like, pop country, I think, is what people lampoon the most. Mm-hmm. Which, especially modern country, has a lot of not trap beat, but drum, like the synthesized drum beat to it. Mm-hmm. Which I think people could find irritating.
That makes sense.
And if they don't like pop, they're not going to like pop country. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Anyways,
next was Metric of the Week was Dead Disco from their first album, Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Very good album. I don't play it enough on this show, but need to do it at some point. Also, are we ready for a PSA? Are we going to educate our humanity?
So, this PSA is called Stop the Texts, Stop the Wrecks. And here are a few facts about texting and driving. 1. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. 2. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact 3. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And 4, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That is a very useful fact.
Very useful, important. It's
I mean, it's true. Texting while driving is just incredibly unsafe. Don't do it.
Yes, absolutely. Did I ever tell you about my friend? Her older sister would, in the car, would try to do selfies in the midst of driving.
Yeah.
And the amount of almost wrecks it would cause was I'm surprised they're both still alive. Yeah.
So here's a point I kind of want to make, a little tangential to this.
Yeah.
People are horrendous at estimating risk.
Yeah.
Because there's an example about smoking where if the same amount of people who died from smoke cancer induced by smoking died just in a violent explosion after taking a cigarette, no one would smoke.
Yeah.
Because people care so much. I mean, in their heads, what matters so much more is the image. And there's a lot of, like, people don't really estimate risk well at all. You know, people are more worried about a shark than a riptide at the beach, yet the riptide is like 30 times something more than that. It's like 100 times more likely to kill you.
Yeah.
It's just, people don't really understand risk very well, so that's why it's so important to really, like, educate yourself, you know, learn about this kind of stuff. And texting and drunk driving are just some of the biggest killers in the entire country. Like, I think car crashes are the number one cause of death in the U.S. I could be wrong on that, but it's, you know, if not number one, it's top five.
Yeah.
It's just, it's absurd how many people die just because, you know, entirely preventably.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. And the other thing is, like, oftentimes, you know, it's not even the person, or it's someone who is completely innocent just driving normally who gets hit by a drunk or texting driver, and it's just it's awful. Yeah.
Side note on that, actually, the thing about drunk driving, which is actually makes it even more sinister, is the actually likelihood of death is way higher for a sober victim than the drunk driver, because when you're drunk, you're a lot more your body is like a lot kind of more ragdollish, so it's able to take a lot more hits and a lot more like impact. But when you're sober, you're actually a lot more stiff because, you know,
alcohol's normal, a sedative,
and you're normal. So actually, often this is why when drunk drivers get into an accident and crash into someone, often that's why they're ended up surviving while the victim is dead. Mm-hmm. You know, creating that whole other level of screw uppery.
Yeah, it's
awful.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. With that, I'm going to put on some more music. Wow, we're almost like, not towards the end, but wow, we're really burning down the line. Also, I just realized your mic is switched. I have not just realized, at least got you for the PSA, but someone switched mic 4 and mic 3, and I had you turned on for mic 4.
Oh, no.
And,
Well... So it may have sounded like DJ Tolstoy was talking to herself for a while.
Just going crazy.
That's because I've been here complaining about the quality of Vaporwave.
Did you like the first song, as weeby as it was?
Yes, I liked the first song. The first song was good. It's just the second one, which sounded like a dying dolphin, and the third one, which sounded like, I don't know if it was second, third. The one right before the first break, which sounded like a dying dolphin, the one right after the first break, which sounded like a song being put through a blender.
Yes. How about the Arclay one? The horror aesthetics one.
That one's good. I like that one.
There we go. Also, I think the last two, I think we're just trying to show you what it could be. And the first two were ones that I actually listened to on my own. Mm-hmm. Actually, except for the Welcome to the Bathroom. I actually do like that one. The other one is just, it's novelty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's I experienced it.
You did it.
I'm not going to forget it.
I'm so glad. it's like Ken, like, but my Ken. Mm. Ken is Street Fighter V character, maybe a little forgettable, but
not in Smash, apparently, if you make up an entire headcanon about how he's married to McDonald's.
They're married to McDonald's, believes in Santa.
There's so much backstory.
So much backstory.
It's not worth it.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it. Whew. That, I think, did you know that Willow Smith makes music?
No, I didn't. Wow. Is this what's coming up next?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. All right, let's hear it.
Let's get ready. Ooh. Thank you.
like to live. Some just trying to get by. Some people like that hurt. Some just rather say goodbye. Bye. Hold on, wait a minute. Feel my heart's intention.
right. I hope you guys enjoyed the last full core of songs until we have to say goodbye. Remember, reminder, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy and Brains.
Brain.
You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. First song in the core was Wait a Minute by Willow, as in Willow Smith. Are you aware that also Jaden Smith has a rap career? You're probably more aware of that.
Unfortunately aware, yeah.
I guess Goku is okay, but the whole album was not. But Willow makes music. It's definitely a different style, but not bad.
It's actually not bad at all.
In comparison to her brother, I think, like, you know, we're at a good echelon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then was I'll Fight for Your Life by The Drums from their album Abysmal Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good? It's been... I feel like I relate to being the subject of this song, to be awesome, to be honest. Especially like that line, stupid joke, did you in?
Oh, no.
It's great. I just need a little help sometimes.
Remember the chickens.
No. Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, I think that one's better left unexplained.
Oh, the chickens. Oh, the chickens.
Is that our last song, or is there more?
No, there's more. Well, but...
Take a minute.
You can't throw out that attack and just think like, oh yeah, this is fine. Oh my God, the chickens. I couldn't do it. It was a psychological game at that point.
Like, more of a psychological horror.
Psychological horror. I didn't think chickens would affect me so deeply. Chickens. Anyway, the last song was Look at Me When I Rock With You by Black Kids from the album Partially Traumatic. This was kind of like a really rising MySpace band until they just decided to drop off the face of the earth. Put out a couple tracks in 2016 and no one bit, but it's not that good. But it does have one of my favorite song lines of all time. Sure, I know it's apocalypse, but can't it wait till I kiss your lips? It's so good. Like, imagine, like, plumes of flame rising up from the asphalt.
It's such, like, a 14-year-old image.
It is. And you know what? I think that's my secret. I just haven't aged since 14.
In some ways, none of us have.
That's actually true. And I think then you embrace only the good parts of 14-ship.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't miss, like, the horrid acne and, like, growing pains and just far worse social awkwardness than now. It's just the stuff, like, liking Charizard, dragons and, you know, whatever, and flaming apocalypse or whatever.
Right? I mean, it's fun stuff. Relate. Yeah, absolutely. I can relate. I actually also had I also had acne. I went to a dermatologist actually because I had such a pizza face.
See, I did. I actually did before college started because it was like, I'm going to college. This stuff's been here for too long. Let's get out.
I never noticed.
Well, I started taking like the skin cream and stuff before college started, so it wasn't really much of a problem.
Yeah. Did you like clindamycin or I don't remember. If you remember?
I don't really. I mean, I still had it like freshman year, but it wasn't that bad. It was like pretty mild.
Nah, I don't